mission life entities. Every one of us has a purpose, and each of our incarnation is a building block towards fulfilling that purpose. In our spirit minds, we know what that purpose is. Our spirit guide knows, the council knows, and of course, above all, God knows. There is no one purpose more important than any other. Just as we on Earth need ditch diggers and bricklayers and teachers and paramedics and artists and charity volunteers, as much as we need kings and presidents, and that armies full of generals with no foot soldiers could never win a battle, every purpose is indispensable and of equal value. One of the most advanced, not most important purposes we can sign up for is that of a mission life entity. Mission life entities have essentially said to God, "Wherever on this earth you need me, I'll be willing to go." They will sacrifice physical and emotional comfort and set aside any fear of the unfamiliar for the mission they're signed on for. Not to convert or preach any specific religion or dogma, but to gently, compassionately rescue, reconnect, affirm, ignite, and celebrate the spirit of the divine in every child of God they encounter. True mission life entities respect differences in belief systems. They're kind, unprejudiced, and never ever superior. They don't frighten with threats of hell and eternal damnation. They don't intimidate. They don't claim to have an inside track to God that's not available to everyone else. They don't isolate or estrange anyone from loved ones or from the world in general. And they never lose sight of the fact that it is God, not them, who is the real answer. Mission life entities can be found pursuing any and every occupation. They fulfill their purpose through their innate generosity, openness, empathy, and most of all, their willingness to actively elevate the spiritual well-being of humanity without making annoying pests of themselves. It's not an especially enviable challenge, and it's certainly not for everyone. For one thing, mission life entities have to work their way up through the ranks, doing the reincarnation version of everything from stuffing envelopes to scrubbing the latrines, so that in the long run, there's no level of life on Earth that they can't relate to. For another thing, because they are such advanced spirits, they tend to write very difficult charts for themselves and choose extremely demanding themes and option lines, which we'll cover extensively in a later chapter. The path to achieving their purpose isn't just as full of obstacles as everyone else's. It's typically even more so.